Two is the cattle. One is the horn. Three must be the rope strap. I don't know what else. I'm not sure what they call five and six. Okay. Well, six is probably the saddle blanket under the saddle. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that is. And this is the stirrup fender,
is that number eight.
And 13 is the back cinch. 15 is the front stitch cinch. And 10 is the radical. And 9 is probably the back radical, the side, the short radical. It's over here and comes around here and carries the cinch strap.
Did they ever use the term belly band? Or
belly band, yeah.
Is that something different?
Well, we never referred to our cinches as belly bands, but maybe some people have.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And this is number 10, is the stirrup. And that's about all I can tell you.
Well, that's great. You know a lot. Certainly more than I do.
Well, I handled enough of them. I remember one time sending the three-year-old around on the other side of the horse to get me to hand me the latigo, and he didn't hand it to me. He just picked it up and walked under the horse's belly and brought it to me.
I guess at times it's useful to be that smart. What would a cowboy use to catch things?
A rope.
You'd always call it a rope?
As far as I know, we always called it a rope. There's lots of other names. There's a lasso and there's a catch rope. And
would anyone use the term lariat, or is that a fancy term?
No, that has been used, but we never did. It was always just a rope.
Okay. And a lasso, what would that be?
That's a rope.
I see. Okay. Have you ever heard the term pig and string?
Pig and string is what the cowboys use to tie their calves in the roping arena.
Oh, okay. I come up with these terms, and it's nice to know what they mean. Mm. If you were to say if you were carrying some or hauling something on the farm, there was an implement you could use that had
a wheelbarrow.
Wheelbarrow, okay. Good. I don't have to act these out anymore. And if you were to buy seeds, what would the seeds come in? Or feed?
Sacks.
Were there a particular type of sack?
Well, they used to come in what they called gunny sack, which was made out of... Anyway. But nowadays, they come in paper bags. Gunny sack just isn't being made anymore.
Well, what would you call that thing that they would use to sort of persuade a horse or a cow?
A whip.
Uh-huh. Are there different types of those?
Well, no, they were just a short whip. They called them a quirt, really. Mm-hmm. Maybe the handle part was made out of braided leather. And maybe the rest of it was made out of leather, but it had strips of leather to make it more effective.
Were there longer ones that they used?
There was great long ones they used for driving a team.
What would they call that one?
Black snake.
Uh-huh. Is that the same as a bull whip?
Bull whip, black snake whip, whatever. All about the same.
I see. Huh, that's interesting.
Boy, some of those big shot team drivers could really pop them things too.